I am in the room of Dan Trachtenberg from the Totally Rad Show tonight, and this is Dave Chen. It's almost midnight West Coast time, and I'm really tired.
We're in bed. The light's off.
We're in bed, yep.
Cuddling.
Spooning, actually, to be more precise.
Well, there's some sort of spoon happening.
So Dan, you were asking me, like, what I think of the day so far.
Yeah, what did you think of the day so far, Dave?
Been good. Been a lot of good stuff. Saw Avatar. Interviewed Neil Blomkamp. Saw Kick-Ass trailer footage.
As in the movie Kick-Ass, not like really cool stuff.
That's right. Thank you for clearing that up. Yeah. The movie Kick-Ass of Mark Millar and Matthew Vaughn.
Although it was Kick-Ass.
That's right.
Certainly so. Many a witty film critic soon will be using that.
There's going to be endless puns.
Yeah.
Endless puns. We survived the new moon panel.
We did. I enjoy that. I think that's fun.
It's pretty fun, but I can't... If I waited 24 hours for that, I'd be a little let down.
If you think if you were one of them, you would have been let down by that? You got to see... Both main characters with their shirts off.
Taylor Lautner, by the way, was it just me or was he really good at what he was doing?
What do you mean, taking the shirt off?
No, taking the shirt off, but also during the panel, he was just like, he was really like milking it. Milking the audience.
He was
I'm just trying to please you guys.
A little effect in his voice.
Yeah, a little bit like, you know, like maybe he's talking about pleasing you guys. Like, he's trying to make you guys happy movie-wise.
I tell you...
Or maybe he's talking about pleasing you guys, like, sexually pleasing you.
I cannot stand Kristen Stewart.
Okay.
From that panel. And now I'm regretting that's on record. One
day you'll want to work with her.
I just feel like she doesn't really respect... Like, you have the decency to compose yourself, think of what you're going to say... Take notes from the actress next to you, who's more poised and has some class. And
she was beautiful. She was like the female version of Robert Pattinson.
Interesting.
I mean they're like supposed to be brother and sister in the movie.
Oh, is that? Yeah, I couldn't remember who she was.
They should use her to bring guys to the Twilight series. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't even know her name. Do you?
I don't know her name.
She plays Edward Cullen's sister.
One of the girls in the vampire family.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, enough about that. What else do we see today? So Astro Boy trailer, the whole...
I even actually missed Astro Boy, but the whole... Yeah, Alice in Wonderland and Parnassus.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think of Parnassus?
Parnassus, amazing visuals. I could not, for the life of me, comprehend the story. I couldn't even comprehend the moment-to-moment things that were going on. And I sense... that I will not enjoy it as a movie. I think I wouldn't mind looking at any frame of that movie as a photograph, but I don't think I'll get anything out of the movie.
As long as it's better than Thailand, I'll be happy.
I skipped Thailand.
Well, it's
based on reviews like that.
Yeah, it's not that... I didn't enjoy it that much.
I didn't like Grimm. You know, I realized that, you know, when I was a kid,
By the way, we're talking about the films of Terry Gilliam, for those of you who are, for some reason, listening and don't know what we're talking about.
You know, when I was younger, I loved that kind of imagery, and that would make the movie good. And I think as I get older, I really need the story to be good, and that imagery is just, it's nice, but it doesn't really do anything for me on its own.
What about Celebrity Encounters? You met anyone cool?
Well, I met Chris Weitz.
Oh, that's right.
The director of New Moon, but
also... And About a Boy in American Pie.
About a Boy in American Pie. About
and
a Boy
the in Gold, American Golden
Pie
Compass.
And Golden Compass, yeah, because... You know, I had always... He and his brother are directing team, and they co-directed American Pie, co-directed About a Boy, which I think is one of the best... Not only one of the best movies, one of my favorite films, but one of the best shot, one of the best directed movies. So I'd always... And then his brother went off to do In Good Company.
25 seconds, by the way.
His brother went off to do In Good Company, and he did Golden Compass. And turns out he was the camera guy, and his brother was the actor guy. So I thought that was sort of interesting that he was the guy behind that, the well-designed shots of About a Boy.
Cool. Well, he was. You bumped into him while we were crossing the street today, right? And chatted with him. Yeah. I met Morgan Spurlock and Matt Groening in the elevator, and also that one other person, and Ming-Na, and I gotta go now. Bye.